drain. Unbothered energy, they keep it so clean. Who got health, the business flow. Mentors and they let them know. They're so unbothered. So unbothered. So unbothered. So unbothered. So unbothered.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 2. We are so excited. We're going to do like a Q&A today and then kind of talk about daily habits and mindset.
Yes. So I can kick it off.
Yeah.
So what does strong look like for you on a hard day?
I think like as of late, being strong when you're having a hard day, like me just coming off of a hard week, is still trying your best, like trying to show up the best you can, do little things here and there to get you to like where you're going, because having a hard day is hard, right? But not laying around, not just giving up in terms of going outside, taking a walk. Like, whatever for you, whatever is going to make you get up and do the dang thing, yes. I think is what I'm, is what I would qualify for myself of, like, quote, being strong, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, first question for Audrey. When did you first start to feel, like, truly unapologetic yourself?
Oh, so... it's been a process for sure. I think for me, I was in a relationship with the man that I married for 14 years. And when you're in a relationship from age 14 until 28, it's kind of hard to develop your own identity and your own like personality and like separate you from that relationship. Like, I feel like I was always just lumped into like, oh, Matt and I'm supposed to say his name. I guess I did. It's well, okay. You know, yes, my ex-husband's name is Matt. So anyways, Matt and Audrey, like it was never, I just didn't feel like I had my own identity. Right. And so for me, getting out of my marriage, in 2021, it was like, I was starting to finally discover who I am and what I want for me. And so that was kind of how that started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just continued to grow from there. And I think also like building my faith has helped me in a lot of ways too, just figuring out who I am. And, you know, he says who we are. So that's first things first. But like, I do a lot of reflection. I do a lot of reading of like self-help books and development type of books. And I think starting a business too has helped me to grow into being just unapologetic and just like not caring what anybody thinks of me. Like, I'm doing me and I don't care. Because, you know, no one else is paying my bills and I am building a future for myself. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I love that. Yeah, that's a great answer because it is. I mean, you've been through so much as a person. So it makes sense that like you're, that's where you at, where you're at building to be unapologetic. Yes. I love it. Okay. Your turn.
Number two. What's something from girlhood you've carried into womanhood that makes you proud?
For me, my girlhood, I mean, just childhood, whatever, I've always, like, I'm pretty much the same. Obviously different. the carrying the silly nature, the curious, you know, curiosity I've always had with just creative stuff. I remember when I was a kid, I used to like steal my mom, like get an old butter tub and like steal my mom's flour and like, you know, like mixing up concoctions and just like the imagination. I feel like my imagination from girlhood and just what I want to do. Like if you would have asked me when I was a kid or my dad at my wedding speech, my dad even was like, well, Hollywood went out the door because I always would say, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Like a celebrity, like hair and makeup artist. I wanted to be backstage. I wanted to be behind the scenes. I wanted to be not the star, but I wanted to be there. Like, I want to be present for greatness. And so I've always felt that way. And I still feel that way. Like, you know,
yeah.
I tried to apply for like the Real World. Like I tried to get on a reality TV show for.
Is anybody that knows Sarah shocked?
Yeah. No. Like I wanted to be on TV. I wanted to be on a reality TV show. Like I just wanted to like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and I think.
Adventures.
Yes. And I think I liked what you said about the imagination thing as a child, because I feel like you have carried that into like womanhood, because you're very like creative.
I try.
Like you have a creative mind, and I think that carries over. Yeah, number one, into your hair. Like, you know, she's a magician. I call her.
Well, you're an artist when you do hair. Like you get, well, you know, it's like you get taught. Like you go to cosmetology school, you get taught how to do things the technical way, but that's up to you. Like, you know, creating up somebody's color and whatever, like that's an art. So you kind of have to be good at it.
Yeah, which I can relate. Actually, anesthesia is pretty similar in that way. Like you learn the textbook, you learn the science, but there is an art to it. You know, everybody does it a little bit differently. There's a lot of ways to skin a cat, but yeah, so it's kind of fun. But I think she does a good job of like being super creative now, and so I think that's fun that was how she was as a child, and it's just grown into what it is now.
Womanhood.
Hashtag womanhood.
I love it. That's where we are. So sadly, we're in our 30s, right?
Not sadly.
I know.
30s are great.
I was really excited for my 30s. Like, if you talk to me when I was 27, 28, 29, like, I'd be like, God. If you think about what you did in your 20s, you're 20 years old. What was I doing to 29? I had two kids. I'm married. Like, you go through a lot in your 20s. Like, you grow from a child to like a super adult, right? So I couldn't wait for like a clean slate decade. 30s.
And 20s are hard.
Yeah.
20s are so hard. Honestly, I was in school my entire 20s almost. So I have been looking forward to 30s for a long time, and we have made it.
We're here. We're still in the young 30s.
Yeah. The early years of the 30s.
I'll be 34 in 6 months.
Yeah. Almost. Bless six up.
You guys. Bless up. I say that all the time. I love it. Okay, number two, have you ever surprised yourself with your own strength?
Oh, this one's heavy.
Yeah.
This is heavy.
That's why I picked it for her.
She loves doing this to me.
Yeah.
So, you could go, this could go many, many ways. Many, many ways. I think, first of all, I never thought I would survive my divorce. Like, when I was in the thick of it, I didn't think I was going to survive that. I was like, the only thing I had to grip onto was my faith. And I would go to church every Sunday, and I would cry the entire service. I would literally cry from start to finish. And, I mean, I was, looking back now, it's like I was healing. I was, like, really healing when I was in there. And
day by day.
Yeah, it was just, day by day for real. And so you're going to have to prompt me again on that, because I'm just having a moment.
Have you ever surprised yourself with your own strength?
Yes. So you know, being on the other side of it, it's like, wow. Like, it's crazy to think where I was at my lowest. I was so weak. I was brought to my knees so many times about my divorce. You know, you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with somebody, and you know, life happens. And so you got to figure it out. You know, you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and figure it out. And so that's what I did. And so I think I surprised myself there with being able to, you know, get through that time, also figure out who I am and figure out how I'm going to move forward and, yeah, restart basically as a person who is 28 years old. And it was scary a little bit, but, like, I just know, you know, God's plans for me are greater and better, and I don't worry too much because I have so much faith in him.
And you're living your best life.
And yeah, I am.
Frizzle.
I truly am living my best life. And so the second way second thing I wanted to talk about basically was, you know, I started this business 2 years ago, and prior to starting, I was in like the worst depression of my entire life. I had never had depression until, probably the last 5 years. And so, you know, traumatic experience can throw you into that. And so I think that's really what happened. But, you know, I started the products for my depression, and I went to this top of the company very quickly. Sarah did as well. We went to the top 1% of the company in 6 months. And so can you imagine the amount of like growth that had to happen for that to take place?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But good.
Yeah. But like nobody prepares you. Nobody could prepare you for something like that because neither of us have a degree in network marketing. I'm not sure who does, but like nobody prepares you for the character growth that's going to happen, the hurdles that are going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, taking care of a team of people that are counting on you, just all the things that came with it, I think surprised me as well. And so then, you know, I had a little hurdle about how far was it into the business? Do you remember? I'm trying to think. About a year.
Almost, yeah, like
probably
10 months. We were probably 10 months in last July.
So 10 months in, a couple months after I hit, a few months after I hit Sapphire with the company, which is like second to the top. Sarah had hit Emerald. I had hit Sapphire, was feeling on top of the world at that time. And then, you know, certain things had shifted in the business, and I was kind of hitting a wall, if you will. And I was spinning my wheels, and it felt like Groundhog's Day sometimes. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get to the next level with this, with this company, with this business, because it felt like it was just getting harder and harder, which of course it's supposed to. When you're at the top 1% of the company, you can't expect it to be freaking rainbows and unicorns all the time. But my mental health took a hit. And so I had to take a short little hiatus from the business, and I'm very grateful to have an amazing sponsor and an amazing friend, Sarah, who basically took over while I had to take a mental health break. And so I think I came back stronger because I dealt with my shit and I got myself right again, and I figured out the mental health. And I figured out what I truly want. And Plexus was never leaving. That's one thing I knew for certain. I never want to leave this. It has brought so much goodness into my life. And so that's where I'm at. And I'm back. And we're back. And we're stronger than ever. And I'm just super excited about the future. And just, you know, I know there's going to be hurdles, but I think this time around, if something like that happens, I now am equipped to handle it. So
yeah,
that was a very long.
That's okay. But it's like it's growth. You know what I mean? And no one can prepare you. I think even if you tell someone who's like, oh yeah, I want to like do what you're doing. Like you can't, you can tell people like, oh, you're going to experience like personal growth if you really dive deep and do the things. But like, you don't know, like your journey is your journey.
Yeah.
And even though people are doing the same thing and you're like, growing through the same things, it's so different for everybody. But I'm so thankful for it, even on the hard weeks, the hard days. Like if you sit and reflect after you get out of, you know, whatever space you're in, I'm grateful for the person I am today. And it's because we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
So
I feel like the hard days are where the most growth happens. And you may not recognize it at the time, but like she's saying, in hindsight, you're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
You know,
thank goodness I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago.
Yes. Like, yeah. Seriously. Okay, so it's me, right?
Yeah.
So, number three, do you feel more powerful now as a mom than before, and why?
Yes. Being a mom is the craziest thing. It's a roller coaster ride, and feeling, you know, you can take that however you want it, like, more powerful, but I like to think of it as, like, powerful in decision making, just, like, knowing who you are, because you have to, like, be right. I mean, assuming everyone wants to be a good parent, you know? What I want for my kids is to be contributing members of society, right? You want to grow your kids up, you want them to be healthy, and I want them to thrive and succeed and pay their dues to the world, like, contribute, right? Whatever that may look like. So it is so much work, but feeling so happy when you get, like, kid compliments, you know, like, oh my God, your kids are so, like, whatever, right? Kids aren't perfect, but feeling so just grateful and thankful. And that makes me, yeah, feel, like, more powerful in the sense of, like, I'm so happy with what we're doing and how my kids are. And I don't know, there's just no feeling, and you'll know someday when you pop your own out, but it's yes. just like, there's nothing like it. You know, when you create a version, half of you, right? And you raise them up and you teach them stuff every day. They've taught me so much. Like, I've grown, I mean, you know, in the 10 years I've been a mom, just so much, you know, when you it's the most selfless thing you can do is, like, be a parent, because you literally have to mourn your old self, your old life, those 9 months you're pregnant, like, have a good time, you know, in terms of, like, that's the last time that you'll ever, like, not have to put your kids first if you're doing that. I know not everybody does that, but, you know, it's a lot to be a parent, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah.
Love,
and I
love my babies.
Yes. And I love her babies too. And they are sweet little babies.
Yeah.
Love them.
They're Sour Patch Kiddos. But I think that's a good combo. That's fine. Yes. Okay. Last one for you. How do you really let go of worrying about what others think? We're not all perfect in that, obviously. Yeah. Like, we, you know, but so it's like, answer that as you may.
Yeah. Let me take a sip.
Let her take a sip and marinate on that. But yeah, how do you really let go, just for everyone, even you listening, how do you really let go of worrying about what others think? Remember, I'm a recovering people pleaser over here, so I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
But how would you say that you try to deal with that?
So I've never too much worried about what people thought of me. But I think, you know, just putting it into perspective, like, why are you caring what people think? Why are you worrying? Because at the end of the day, it's your life and not theirs. And it's, you know, your bills that you're paying. It's your debt that you're paying. It's your choice on how you're going to serve others in this world. It's like, so what does other people's opinions have to do with it, you know? It's like, what's love got to do with it? You know, it's like, what does people's opinions have to freaking do with it? That's what makes me so upset. Like, I just feel like I've always been unapologetic, and I've always not worried, but I'm trying to bring that out in Sarah and other people too. And that's part of the podcast journey, is like, we want other people to not care and just live your life. Post what you want to post. Say what you want to say, and that's it, you know?
I've always worried. Here's my thing. Like, I've always worried about, I was trying to show up a certain way, like the best version of me, the best parts of me, the most flattering photo, the most, like, if my face, which I struggled with acne and I have scarring on my face. I can't wait to get a CO2 laser treatment done in January, which I'll talk about on here.
Thanks,
but, Texas. Yeah, but I always wanted to show up with, like, makeup on, right? If my skin looked like crap, I'm not walking around like that. What if someone sees me? Like, I just, and I don't know. And two, though, I will say, when we were young, let's say 7th, 8th grade, whatever age you are, 12, 13, 14, you know, Laguna Beach, I love Laguna Beach. But, like, you didn't have, you had magazines, right? You did not have social media. You did not have Pinterest. You didn't have all this stuff. Because the beauty standard now, right? If you just look, you're scrolling. The beauty standard is huge lips, perfect face, long hair, whatever, right? Like flawlessness. Like
everything has a filter on it.
Yeah. So like just, but back then, whatever I was surrounding myself with, TV show wise, whatever, I felt like, oh, well, she's popular. She's cool. That girl's liked. I got it. I have to be like that. Like I had so much trouble finding myself. Who am I really? How do I want to show up? Like that's basically like what it was. So I was trying to show up a certain way. So then when you're not showing up that way, it's just a whole mess. So I've been working on that because I just would care what people thought way too much.
But I think too, like, being so authentic and raw and vulnerable and not having everything be so perfect all the time, like showing your imperfections and owning your imperfections.
That's cool now.
That is cool. It is cool, right?
It shows you that you're human and you're real and it has people relate to you because shit is not perfect.
No.
And we all go through stuff and you got to share that with the world.
And I feel like that... The whole thing of being perfect and just the standards and the trends and whatever else, people are out there at such a young age looking at this stuff now. And I think it's part of our mental health crisis. I really, truly do.
100%.
And I think it's just, we've got to move in a better direction as a society. As a society.
And we're here to help with that.
Yeah.
On this show.
We are.
Yeah. Well, I think we wanted to round out this episode. In future episodes, we'll do stuff on our Instagram to ask questions that like y'all want to know, because that would be fun. We just curated these obviously for today, but we want to end this with talking about daily habits and like our mindsets, and just what are we doing to try to keep ourselves as well as we can. To like thrive is basically kind of what I think. So do you want to go first on that?
I can go. So every day for the past 2 years, I have been supplementing with gut health.
Same.
And other supplements. Yes. And, you know, what's great is like we're paid to take vitamins. So why not? So I feel the best I've ever felt in 32 years.
And we're the oldest we've ever been.
Yeah.
And like just like... Age is not a thing.
No.
Like, we are thriving.
It's nothing but a number for us over here. So, is that Pretty Ricky or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
I had to throw that in there for all of you 90s babies.
We love Pretty Ricky.
But, listen, so I have been doing these products 2 years, and, like, I feel amazing. So, every day I'm starting out with electrolytes and a gut health drink. I am trying to do better about waking up. Reflecting on what I'm grateful for, praying when I open my eyes, when I close my eyes, and every single time before a meal, I'm trying to pray. Moving my body, even if it means I'm just walking, putting that weight vest on, whatever. I've been trying to start running again. It's a very slow process, and my body hurts when I do it, and so it's slow. But moving my body and then eating right, like putting the right things in my body to fuel me. And yes, I'm not perfect with it, but I think, you know, just trying to be better with that. And then just showing up as my best self and being a leader to people that are looking up to me, and just trying to put my best foot forward every day. And
yeah, I love that. That's like pretty much, I mean, for me, I don't work out at all. So I'm blessed with the figure I have, just strictly genetically, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to be stronger. I want to be just, because like last night my daughter went to bed really early because kindergarten's kicking her butt. And so I went out, it was still light out, and I put on my vest that I just got in the mail and went for a walk. And I felt like I was just like, feeling good. I'm so active. I'm very like all over the place, but tonight I'm going to like go home and put on my vest and walk and try to get muscle going back on, move your body. Like you said, we're doing our supplements. That is a part of a daily. And listen, so many people have trouble with being consistent, starting something new. That's like one of the biggest things we've come across is people just wanting it so bad that, like, can't be consistent.
Yeah. And one you have fixed, too.
Yeah. And you just, like, you have to want it so bad that you're so miserable of where you are that you're like, I'm going to set an alarm on my phone. I'm going to take my stuff in the morning and I'm going to take my stuff before bed. Period. Mm-hmm. I want to do better for myself. Mm-hmm. I want, you really want to feel better? Set an alarm. Yeah. Don't forget your stuff because it's important to help you feel the way you should. You know, our gut health motto is weed, seed, and feed the gut.
That's right.
I love saying that to people. That's right. Like a garden, okay? And that, I mean, ever since COVID, I mean, I feel like gut health wasn't really being talked about. It was probably like on, like people were realizing, oh, wow, what is it? 80, 90% of what your serotonin comes from your gut. That's your happy hormone, if you didn't know that.
Yeah. And you might have thought, oh, that's in the brain. Well,
so depression, are you depressed? Are you whatever? I mean, we all go through our stuff, you know, but real depression, you know, my eczema, perfect example. I had eczema all over my legs for 10 years. And it wasn't until I was about 4 or 5 months in to my gut health, journey. My eczema is gone, literally gone. And I saw the dermatologist so much. And all they ever gave me was a steroid cream, a Band-Aid. Nobody ever asked me, what are you eating?
Yeah.
Are you taking a probiotic? Like, I was not a multivitamin. I did nothing because I didn't have any issues.
Yeah.
A young person, right? I had nothing to complain about. I mean, I did, but it's like, you don't think, I didn't think it was my body.
Well, yeah. And you don't think to get to the insides. Root of it unless you're told you should get to the root of it, right? And so that's what we've done, and that's why we feel so good. And
we just want to share that with the world.
Yeah.
You know?
And just consistency is key with literally anything you do, you know?
Yeah.
And so
that's it. I love that. All right. Well, we'll round it out for episode 2. We love you guys so much. And if you've tuned in for episode 1 and 2, shouts out.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Love y'all. Bye.